It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And at 10:50, right?
Yes, 10:50.
I don't know how this came about, but we were talking about the prices of women's
makeup,
like underwear,
just stuff,
products that they use. Like, I think we'd be surprised at how much they are.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I'd be terrible at that.
So now we have the prices right. We're going to try to figure out if we know some of the prices to, you know, some of the household makeup,
items
whatever
they use every day.
That's
Right.
So I have no idea. That.
I don't either.
Tyler! Go to the corner,
Tyler. It was a misfire.
Because I definitely know the price of that.
We should offer free tampons. Well, we should.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Ah, yes, the e-brake. It's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com. We'll give you the three candidates, and then you get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, and I really feel for candidate number one, our buddy Jay King. He's had to work a lot of different shifts. He's worked in the afternoon. He's had to work in the morning. And then one day, I don't know if you heard this or not, he's really lucky that he didn't get injured. He was at a traffic light, and a dude ran a red light and hit the front of his car.
Damn.
And he couldn't drive it after that. I'm just glad that Jay's okay. And then he was able to, he got together with his brother. They went to lunch, and then he was going to take his brother's car up here to work. And then that had a flat tire, and his brother didn't have a spare. So he had to walk like the last mile or two to work, and he was late. And anyway, he had a tough week, really tough week. And then he had a tough time on the air when the Sweet Spot wanted him to play some audio.
But it feels like they're going to move with Josh Smith as the everyday second baseman.
Well, and speaking of, we have ABS here, and Smitty even admits himself that he's not the person to trust when standing in the box, right?
Yeah, so this was a video. The Rangers put this out on Instagram a couple weeks ago, and it's one of those where they're bringing everybody on the team in, and they're just kind of asking silly questions. And they said, who's going to be the first Ranger to challenge, and who's going to be the worst? And pretty much everybody had the same answer for who's going to be the worst at the ABS challenge. Jay.
We're going to do that on the ticket.
I've been trying to use spring training as that gauge to try to find the strike zone. I feel like as a starting pitcher.
Not that one.
I see your guys talking after they face Max.
Not that one either.
What are we doing?
It said ABS.
Hold on. I'll find it.
Don't worry.
That's the only two I have.
Don't even worry about it. It's fine.
Let's see. I will play it.
Are you going to vamp?
On my mini right here on the ticket.
Or are you?
It's playing.
Well, we need some e-brakes this week.
We do. There's one plan.
That mini isn't pulled up because the invasion was using that channel.
Okay. Well, we will. But yeah, so they all said Josh Smith is going to be the worst at challenges.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds fair. Okay. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah. Now you really pulled it together. I now got the picture.
Yeah. They just wanted to hear what Josh Smith had to say about automated ball strike. There's Jay. And hang in there, Jay. It was a tough week, and you are candidate number one. Candidate number two, speaking of crashes, Rick Arnett of T-Box fame had quite a crash as he wanted to talk about one of their fine sponsors.
All right, up next, I have a question for you boys, and it happened because of an incident last night.
Uh-oh.
And we'll talk about that right after we talk about the greatness of our boys over at the Pure Swing golf lesson place. That guy just went brain dead.
Okay.
Hey, let's start that one over again. Three, two, one.
Go.
This is brought to you by Pure Swing Golf, Anthony Broussard and his great staff over by the Galleria. They've been there for a while now.
That was just so funny for some reason.
It was funny. And we've all taken lessons from him. And
we got that. And if great players and great coaches set the tone for a team, has Craig Rosengarten set the tone for the T-Box?
Yes.
And that's why you get moments like this one more time.
All right. Up next, I have a question for you boys, and it happened because of an incident last night.
Wobbling.
Uh-oh. We'll talk about that. Right after talk about the greatness of our boys over at the Pure Swing.
Wobbling.
Golf lesson plays. That guy just went brain dead.
Okay.
Hey, let's start that one over again.
Three, three, two, one. Go.
This is brought to you by Pure Swing Golf, Anthony Broussard and his great.
And I think the first laugh you hear is actually Rick laughing at himself. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of like the guy throwing the ball to himself. That's pretty awesome. All right, there's Rick Arnett as candidate number two. Candidate number three. It comes to us from the morning show here on The Ticket. I always have a hard time with it. Is it George Dune?
Yep.
Dune that's bug. It. Okay. All right. Gordo had an AI story, and I just thought I'd throw this in. And trust me, I was hesitant to take the shot. I almost didn't take it from the logo, and I shouldn't have taken it. I should have just let you do the story and just stay out of it because it just it crashed everything.
OpenAI is discontinuing Sora, their generative AI video creation app, which made lots of news when it came out, and now they're already shuttering it. Why is this going on? What is happening?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Not sure about the robot that went through the window in Chicago?
All right, stop the show. What?
You didn't see that story?
What was just said?
No. All right, maybe I just dreamed it. Yeah, all I think right. A delivery robot went
George,
through a window.
Why don't you take the segment off, pal?
Newsman,
go
look
lay
it
down.
Up. No.
A robot went through the window in Chicago.
Yeah.
What is the window?
Bus station. I said a window.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't say the
it's
window.
A window.
Why did he do it? Because of generative AI?
Something went wrong. I don't know. It's just I thought it would be an interesting story. Look, I'm sorry. And I warned you on Monday, it's our first week back, and I don't know how to broadcast. I really don't.
You're doing fine.
No, I'm not.
It was added value. It was bonus content.
And I did
you were bringing bonus content.
The window, and my thought was, I thought, yeah, surely Gordo's seen this, because it's pretty funny. It goes up to the bus little station.
The bus little station?
Well, what do you call those things? It's not like a building. It's just like the little shell, you know, it has the plexiglass
yeah,
window.
Yeah, a bus stop stand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there you go. That's a better way to say it.
Okay. I don't know if it's a better way to say it. It's still awkward. Bus stop stand.
Right. It's awkward. The whole thing was, and I shouldn't have brought it up. And had I not, it
you would leave us alone now?
Yeah.
I think one of the issues was your details were very thin behind your opening statement.
I know, and I realized that as I said it, kind of like Rick Arnett. I didn't know where I was going with it, and... Yeah, I admit, that was all on me. I'm sorry. I want to leave you alone.
No.
I tell
no,
you what.
No, it's fine.
I think you should give me next week off to recover
nope.
from having something like this happen.
OpenAI is discontinuing Sora, their generative AI video creation app, which made lots of news when it came out, and now they're already shuttering it. Why is this going on? What is happening?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Sure about the robot that went through the window in Chicago.
All right, stop the show. What?
You didn't see that story?
What was just said?
No. All right, maybe I just dreamed it. All yeah, right. I think a delivery robot went
George,
through a window.
Why don't you take the segment off, pal?
Newsman,
go lay down.
Up. No.
A robot went through the window in Chicago.
Yeah.
What is the window?
I said a window.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't say the
it's
window.
A window.
Why did he do it? Because of generative AI?
Something went wrong. I don't know. It's just I thought it would be an interesting story. I did say the windows. Terrible. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine, buddy. You're just fine.
Just put me out the pasture. It's
no.
Fine. All right. So is it Jay King? Is it Rick Arnett? Or is it me? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Gordo, is this a safe space?
I would assume it is.
Okay, good. This is just me, regular old Mexican Cruz in Alito. How you doing?
Hey, Cruz, how are you?
I want to responsibly vote for Jay. Stay hard. And Hardy, stay hard to Max Sledge, the one and only.
All right.
Okay. There you go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I got a nice little responsibility. I'm going to vote for, why are y'all so gay?
No. I don't know. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Am I on IM Radio?
Why, yes, ma'am.
Now we're talking.
Hey, musers. I want to vote for Rick Arnett, just so you know. And unfortunately, I can't say Go Red Raiders because we're out of the tournament.
Yeah.
Champions. Love you.
Okay. She's struggling.
We'll see ya. No, it did sound like a little hoarse voice there.
I've been smoking a lot.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, is it Jeff Fry and Lee Stevens?
No, those weren't the Secret Rangers we were looking for. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for onion sandwiches at Gordo's retirement party, sponsored by Gecko Green and Texacoin.
What? Onion sandwich. You like those?
What are onion sandwiches?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, missus. How you doing?
Who's this?
Oh, just a fan. Have y'all been rested?
Yes,
laying around in the pool of your own coconut preserves? Give me Craig Rosengarten.
Huh. He's not even up. He must mean Rick Arnett.
Yeah.
We'll register that.
Coconut preserves.
Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. Triple fake Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Giannis?
I like this.
Oh, come on. What happened to him?
You didn't cut him off, did you? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
I just wanted to vote for a couple of Shoshone Arrowheads. I found that creek bed down there.
Okay, that's Lyle from Napoleon Dynamite.
Jordan Dunham, please.
Okay, thank you, Lyle. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Jubb's Robart joke and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I guess it was a Robart joke. Hey, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yes, it is. Good morning, musers, and happy Friday. I'm really thankful that I don't think you guys are robots, but I'm going to go with you, Georgie.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, man, no way did I get in. No way. I can't believe it. Well, I really didn't think I would. I had fairly little prepared, but I was just going to say it's so great to have you boys back with us. Your bench is deep. There's a fine group of young men, but there's nothing like the Musa action every day. It's so beautiful.
That's so
thank
nice.
You boys. So I will have to vote with my leader, Jubb. I love it when two martini breakfast Jubb turns up and is very happy, and then it just it's beautiful, man.
Oh my gosh, you're swerving.
Speaking of two martinis. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello. Almost got him. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, is this the Musas?
Yes, who's this?
George, you know this is Tim the Turkey Vulture.
Oh, hey, Tim the Turkey Vulture, what's up?
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to make a life for myself here. You embarrass me in front of my family.
Yeah, why'd you do that, George?
By throwing the Nerf basketball at you?
Yeah, and I don't have any thumbs, George. How am I supposed to catch it? I'm just up there trying to put together a life for myself on a little piece of your property. You've been there with your fancy house and your big radio contract.
Yeah. Okay, just vote. Would you? You turkey vultures
he's
are so annoying.
He's trying to put together a life for himself. That's all.
How about a vote for yourself?
Yeah, well, of course I'm going to vote for you, George. You stopped down the shows harder than you stopped down my hopes and dreams.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Our OpenAI is discontinuing Sora, their generative AI video creation app, which made lots of news when it came out, and now they're already shuttering it. Why is this going on? What is happening?
I don't know.
Sure
about the robot that went through the window in Chicago. It's got to be a new job, right?
All right, stop the show. What?
You didn't see that story?
What was just said?
All right, maybe I just dreamed it. All yeah, I think right. a delivery hey, robot hey, went George, through a window.
Why don't you take the segment off, pal?
Newsman,
go
look
lay
it
down.
Up. No.
A robot went through the window in Chicago.
Yeah.
What is the window?
Bus station. I said a window.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't say the
it's
window.
A window. Why window. Did he do it? Because of generative AI?
Something went wrong. I don't know. It's just, I thought it would be an interesting story. Well, I was wrong.
Yeah, it wasn't even tightly related to your story,
hey,
Gordo.
It wasn't.
No. I told you. I don't know how to broadcast.
Your knowledge, your body of knowledge of that incident was not very deep. I'll just say
that. I admit that.
Okay.
I admit everything about that.
The robot in Chicago that went through the window.
Right. I don't know. Something went wrong.
Well... I didn't get all the details. Okay, how many wins is that?
George, that is your 115th e-brake win. You are now 25 behind Norm, and you've increased your lead over Gordon to 5.
It's unbelievable that Norm
has can't catch him.
Retired 10 years ago, and he's still that far
yeah,
ahead.
I can't broadcast, and I can't catch him.
Mm.
It's incredible.